Let's go to Reflections with Jack Krupka. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. This is a great pleasure for me. It's almost an honor. John Landecker, that's a big name.
Well, not as big as Reflections, though. I mean, come on.
No, it's a lot bigger.
John, you think so?
John Landecker and the Legends from way back.
Oh, you do remember. Wow. Well, thank
you. Yes, I do remember. I might be old, but my memory is pretty good.
Well, thank you for that. So, I'm sorry I'm not in your end Reflections right now, because your menu looks fantastic. So does, I mean, just the whole place looks just so inviting. You know what I mean? You want to go in, you want to have a great meal. Isn't that what it's all about?
That's what it's all about. You have to come in and feel at home. Every good business has to have a heartbeat. And there's a lot of places you walk in and you don't feel the heartbeat.
Yep.
You have to have a heartbeat, a warm place, good food, that's number one, and reasonably priced. That's what's more important.
How long have you been in the... how long has Reflections been open? How long have you had that restaurant?
Well, I have a little place next door called Jack and Lydia's Resort. I've been here 50 years. And the place next door, Reflections, is 25 years.
Well,
that's actually my wife's place, you know. She doesn't like when I say it's my place. It's my wife's place, you know. I got my place, she's got her place.
Well,
you know how it is in a marriage, you know. Things are divided.
Hey, you don't have to tell me. because the reason I asked is because it's so... what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, we talked about it being... welcoming and having great food. But I know that the restaurant business itself, I've had friends. I know this is for a fact. The restaurant business is one of the more unstable businesses to get into. Yet you have prospered. Why do you think that is? Or have we already answered that question?
No, I think it's because of my excellent personality. I think that's what it is. You know, personality. I'm still an accordion player, but ago, playing accordion, good looking guy. I was a chick magnet. You know, I was.
Man, I hope. Do you have to have reservations? Because I can hear people heading to your door right now.
maybe not tonight, but Saturday and Sunday, Friday. We do require reservation.
Okay.
It's easier to get in.
What's the address?
It's 38564 North Edgewood.
Yeah.
And that's in Lake Villa, Illinois. And since you guys have been featuring Lake Villa all day, I listened to WGN, and there was the mayor was on.
Yeah.
And then the chief of police, she was on. Very nice lady.
Yeah.
And Ted Nielsen, very good friend of mine, he was on. Everybody who was somebody in the village, you guys picked out. I made the cut, but I'm there too.
That's just about the entire population of Lake Villa was on the air today.
No, it's about 9,000. When I first moved here, it was 900. It was 900 people. Now it's 9,000.
They heard about your restaurant and flocked. That's what they did.
I brought them all up here.
Well, if I'm ever in the neighborhood, what are your hours? Let's get that out there.
Well, we're closed on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And open every day from 4 o'clock in the afternoon, dinner hour only, 4 till 8.
Great.
And on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, it's 4 till 9. Sunday is the early bird special, 1 o'clock we open.
Well, I can be an early bird. Hey, thank you for being with us. All the best to you and your wife. Tell her I said hi, and I know who owns what. And I hope a lot of people stop by Reflections.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It was a great pleasure to be on your show. And like my buddy Pete, he played with you in your band, Petey Cap. He was South African guy.
Unbelievable.
He played the bass.
Yeah.
He played for 20 years.
Absolutely.
You remember Petey Cap?
Of course I do. Wow, small world.
He moved to South Carolina now.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you.
He played with you for a long time.
Thanks for coming on, and thanks for contributing to some memories that I haven't thought about in a while.
Thank you, and I hope you'll call me again sometime.
I think maybe we will. Okay, thank you. There he is. That's Jack from Reflections out there in Lake Villa. They are your hometown.